works.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
We have Jim Mosley, editor of Saucer Smear. I'm Gene Steinberg. Chris O'Brien's the co-host, and you are in the Paracast for the final hour. And we're covering some of your questions and also going far, far afield into many areas of UFO and paranormal research. I was suggesting here that maybe some people in the government are having fun for whatever reason, sending us in crazy directions like MJ-12.
Chasing our tails.
Well, let me tell you this one. Back in the 50s and 60s, I used to go to the Pentagon. They had a public information office there on the UFO topic, and they had a low-grade officer who was in charge of that very small project. And for a few years, his name was Captain White. And so I would call up and make an appointment, more or less, you might say, and go in there and talk to him about saucers and try to learn whatever I could. And often we would go to lunch together at the cafeteria in the Pentagon. And I remember one time at lunch, and this is so interesting, I think. I was telling him about a case. I believe the year was 1967, but I'm not sure. Gene, you've probably heard of this to some degree. There were two men described as engineers. I don't know what they really were, but they were on shortwave radio communicating with one or more entities that claimed to be space people. Obviously, they never saw them. This is just radio. And they were told at one point, they were made an appointment with whoever this intelligence was to meet them in their flying saucer that these entities allegedly had on a certain mountain or hill or mountain near Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. That's where all this was going on. They went to the mountain, and there's missing elements there, but at some point their bodies were found, dead bodies. The cause of death was allegedly never found. They had iron masks of some sort over their faces, and some of the things like toiletries and so on were lying near them. It seemed implied that they were expecting to go on a trip on this flying saucer. Instead of that, they were found dead. Now, that is a unique case. I have no idea what really happened there.
It sounds to me like a murder, period. Killer or someone who just luring people to this destination.
The Brazilian police, you're very close to it, so that it didn't sound like a crackpot thing, they treated it like a normal murder case. These two people's murder was never solved. So you can just stick with that, even if there's no saucers involved. It's very, very peculiar. Well, the point of the story is, so I told that to Captain White during lunch one day, and at first he was very interested. He said, I remember he said, my God, that's really strange. I never heard that before. And I said, yes, I said, it's really one of the best cases I've ever heard. And he said, wait a minute, where did you say that happened? And I said, Brazil. He said, Brazil? He said, I don't have to worry about that at all. Our mandate is to protect the skies of the United States of America. And whatever happened in Brazil, I couldn't care less. Something to that effect. And I thought that was a very true statement and a very interesting one.
Chris, you got some more parts of that question and some other questions?
Well, I do. I have a number of questions here, and let's start with this one. Do you think that the hoaxing, frauds, resume padding in the field of paranormal and UFO research is the primary reason that this field isn't taken serious by mainstream science and the media and the general public?
Yeah, well, I mean, the answer to that is obvious. I mean, there are so many hoaxes, so many misinterpretations, et cetera, mixed in with the core phenomenon, whatever the real stuff is. I mean, you just can't easily separate it. And objective people take a look at some of this and say to themselves, you know, I think I'll skip this after all. That's how most people field, or there's many others, as you both know, that get into the saucer field for a while and see how weird it is and just quit at a given point. Or some once in a while they make up some strange exotic reason to quit, but they do.
Three men in black came to them and said, "You know the truth, get out of the field."
All right. Well, I've been at this for whatever it is, 58 years, and nobody's gotten me out of the field, and in fact, nobody's even tried to. You know,
that was another question, Jim, whether the men in black had ever paid you a visit.
Well, the short answer is no, but you know, it sounds like I'm not doing this deliberately, but everything that we seem to be talking about, there's some reference to it in the next issue of Smear. I had a strange experience, but it was nothing to do with anyone trying to hush me up. And it runs about a page. Again, it would be a long story to try to tell on the air.
But why don't you give us an overview, and people can subscribe to Saucer Smear and hear the rest.
Yeah, well, briefly, in New York City, back when I was married in about 1964 or thereabouts, I got a phone call from a guy named Alexander, no last name. I went to a hotel in New York and had dinner with Alexander and a girl that was with him. Alexander was trying in a very crude, obvious way to convince me that he was a spaceman. There was nothing about, he was a little, not odd looking, but he was not an American. He was probably European from whatever country. He had a slight accent. But there was nothing mysterious about him at all. After that, I had him out to our apartment in New Jersey. My wife and I had him to dinner. He was talking in the same vein. He was trying to show that he had paranormal powers, which he absolutely did not have, and I never figured out what the motive there was. My wife thought that he was a con man and he was going to ask for money, but he never did ask for money. After having met us in our apartment that time, he called up, I don't know, a few days later or whenever, and said he was going to Washington on business and he'd be back in a couple of weeks. And we never heard from him again. He pulled a similar routine on a couple of other saucer research.
But he never asked for money.
But
as I recall, I remember at the time you and I were talking about this. And I don't think I met Alexander.
Oh, no. Nobody else. I mean, and other people like Hans Stefan Santesson, I believe, was one of the other
people.
He
was a well-known science fiction editor who had his feet in the UFO field very
But this is the interesting part. So I just assumed that this girl was his girlfriend or whatever. I mean, she didn't talk much, and I guess he was the star of the thing. He did all the talking. Well, maybe two or more weeks after he disappeared, my wife and I were, this is, I think, is a little bit strange, but it's not really paranormal. We were at a party in New York City, something to do with people we knew that were involved in art of some sort. Nothing whatever to do with flying saucers. Nobody at that party, as far as I know, had anything to do with saucers except me. It was an entirely different environment. And it was on a roof, you could say, like a penthouse of some kind in New York. Quite a nice environment, you know, there were drinks and food and whatever. And my wife says to me, look over there, that's the girl that was with Alexander. And I said, oh, come on. I can never recognize people anyhow. I mean, I have many problems. But she recognized this woman. We went over and talked to her. She was by herself then. I don't think she was with anyone, but certainly not Alexander. And we asked her, well, what is this all about? Well, she said that he came to New York. He put an ad in the paper for a secretary, and she answered the ad. He took an office in New York somewhere, paid advance rent on the office, paid her advance salary, and then left town on his trip to Washington, and she never saw him again either. And that's the end of the story.
And as a matter of fact, this is the end of this particular segment. We have Jim Moseley, editor of Saucer Smear. I'm Gene Steinberg. The co-host is Chris O'Brien. You're in
the Paracast.
you expect professional service from your doctor, your accountant, and even the girl who takes your morning coffee order. Why not from your domain registrar, too? Namecheap.com provides stellar service with no sneaky upselling. We offer more features and security options for your website than there are ways to order a latte. And new domains come with WhoisGuard to protect your personal info. At Namecheap.com, you can get your domain for as low as $2.99. Now is a great time to get to know Namecheap.com.
For 58 years, Fate has provided true reports of the strange and unknown. Fate brings you the latest in all aspects of the paranormal, like angels and miracles, psychic phenomena, ghosts, UFOs, and much, much more. To receive your complimentary Fate magazine, call now at 1-800-728-2730 or visit their website at www.fatemag.com. That's 1-800-728-2730. What are you waiting for? Your fate awaits.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We want to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com. Get in on all the action at forum.theparacast.com.
We have Jim Mosley, editor of Saucer Smear. The co-host is Chris O'Brien. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in the Paracast. And we were going through remaining questions. So Alexander, who never returned. Didn't seem like a man in black, maybe some kind of crackpot.
Now, these questions are from your listeners, is that what it is?
Correct, from our forum, the Paracast forum.
From the internet thing, okay.
I have another one here. Isn't it reasonable for a speaker or author to assume that people, conference organizers, interviewers, researchers, or fans, are going to check the references and claims? Does that happen often enough, do you think?
Well, obviously it doesn't happen often enough.
That was kind of a softball question. That one's from Trained Observer. He's from Dallas. He's been on the Paracast since last year.
All right.
So obviously it doesn't, huh?
Yeah.
Do you think this is going to unleash a whole spate of skeptics going and digging into, A-list people's bona fides?
We've been through this. I mean, there is so much nonsense in the field that if someone wants to come in and say, look, I'm looking for a new hobby, I'm open-minded, I want to learn more about flying saucers, very often that person will just throw in the towel at a given point because there's too much nonsense going on.
But isn't it also true, guys, that in a case like this, when a person says they have a degree, an advanced degree, whatever, under any circumstances, you kind of take them at your word. You know, after all, you're not going to say to everybody who says this, well, show me your degree, prove you have a degree. I understand when someone seeks employment. Even then, people get away with it.
Well, you know, Gene, do you know the name McIntyre? I think his first name was Bill or William McIntyre. He ran a small saucer group in Maryland at one time, many years ago. And you talk about degrees. He had, I only found out later that this was all nonsense. In his basement, he had sort of an office that was devoted to saucers and so on. And on the walls, he had framed certificates of degrees that he had from here and there. And he also had, this is even better, pictures of him shaking hands with various celebrities. My impression, after having heard more about him later, all of that was nonsense. All of these framed certificates were not real, and the others were pay-stubs. You take a celebrity and put him there in the right way, and, you know, they're shaking hands, but it's two different pictures. You know, that's just another example. If we go on like this for another 20 hours, I'll think of even more cases. I don't know.
No, one would hope not. I mean, this field we're already considered to be, half off our rockers just for having an interest in this subject. And boy, when scandals and saucer-like smears happen from time to time, it just denigrates the field all that much more. The titer is 001. It has been a forum poster for about four years. And he asks an interesting question, which I'd like to hear the answer to as well.
What is the designation of this thing?
He calls himself Titer. Titer 001.
You know, I get sent an awful lot of stuff from the internet by this friend of mine. Now, I've never heard of that guy. Go ahead.
Yeah, most of these people up here don't use their real names unless asked, and some of them refuse to divulge who they are because for fear of ridicule at their jobs or from their friends and stuff, which is unfortunate. But we do have a lot of very, very smart, up-to-speed people that that post on the forum and listen to the show. His question's interesting. He says, I noticed Saucer Smear back issues are being sold for Kindle the other day. Do you know what Kindle is, Jim?
Kindle?
It's the electronic book that's going to be taking over print publishing here pretty soon.
No.
Yeah, it's an electronic book, and you can put 10,000 books into it. I'm just waiting for them to come out with one that when you electronically turn the page, it gives you a little whiff of newsprint.
That's going to take the place of print books.
Correct. They've already sold more Kindle downloads on Amazon, I think, for the first time than sold actually, hard copy books.
Well, I mean, that's bound to happen. I mean, what can I tell you? Another 50 years and there won't be anybody that wants to get the print version of Saucer Smear, you know?
Yeah. It's almost that episode, that little scene in Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan. One of the presents that Captain Kirk receives from Dr. McCoy is a printed book in the 23rd century.
Right.
Oh, it's like an antique, in other words.
Sure. That and reading glasses.
23rd century, I'm not sure if we're going to have printed books. Anyway, did you sell the rights to Saucer Smear to Amazon?
Well, I don't know what I did.
He's the only one in this country who admits this, by the way. There are a few people who have been elected to public office who don't know what they did.
Wait, there is a guy that I've asked you, Gene, and you've heard of this fellow. Now I'm trying to remember his name. He is a distributor of saucer zines and DVDs and God knows what all in California. UFO/TV.
Yeah, Tim Crawford, yeah.
Tim Crawford, right?
Tim Crawford, right.
Yeah. Well, I have a written contract with him that he does whatever he's doing and sends me whatever percentage he's sending.
This agreement, whatever percentage I'm sending, you take.
Yeah, well...
It's kind of like the interest rate on a new car loan. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I don't know, if he's cooking the books, because I don't even know if he has books. I mean, the whole thing, I figure whatever he's doing, he does send me money. That's the good part. Every 3 months, religiously, he does do it, just like the contract says. And I get $50-$60 every 3 months. And there's even a printout of the gobbledygook that explains why the total is what it is. And so, yes, he is selling electronic versions of Saucer Smear on the net somehow. And so it is on the net somehow, through him and maybe through other means. I have no idea.
Well, so we assume maybe he licensed it to Kindle, that's all.
Yeah, that's good to know.
Yeah.
Sounds like he licensed it to Kindle, who is that's the brand name of the Amazon version of these new electronic books that are out.
Well, what can I tell you?
Well, it's good, Jim. It just means that you're expanding your readership. And generally, Kindle users, I think, tend to be more younger. So, I think you're getting a whole new readership, which is a good thing.
Yeah, but I have no idea how large or small that readership is. But I'll tell you this, and this is kind of sad in a way. I will not give the actual figure of the number of print copies that I send out of each issue. But I will say that the number is getting smaller year by year. And the reason is that most of my hardcore non-subscribers are old. Not most of them quite as old as I am, but old, and they are dying out, literally.
Oh, boy. And, Jim, we'll get into more of this in a moment. I don't want to even cover that issue. Because of your anniversary coming up, August 4th, 80 years of age, Jim Mosley, editor of Saucer Smear, Chris O'Brien's the co-host. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in
the Paracast.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The Maine name in military supply.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
What's cooking at PrizeKitchen.com? Plenty! Low prices on your favorite kitchen brand appliances, Vitamix blenders, Omega juicers, reverse osmosis systems, and more. Plus, free shipping on it all. PrizeKitchen.com gives your family the tools for a healthy lifestyle by eating more fruits and veggies and drinking pure water. Go to PrizeKitchen.com. Great selection, low prices, free shipping. PrizeKitchen.com. We help make healthy lifestyles convenient.
You've heard a lot lately about zeolite, but what is it and why do you need it? Zeolite is a beautiful, complex, crystalline structure that encapsulates radiation and odors. ZeoKing Zeolite naturally eliminates radiation poisoning your body may pick up from x-rays, security scanners, or nuclear fallout. ZeoKing flushes environmental toxins absorbed from smoke, cell phones, and chemicals, so it detoxifies heavy metals including mercury, lead, and cadmium. ZeoKing Zeolite helps boost your immune system, allowing your body to balance itself and cut off food supply to cancer and parasites. Order your ZeoKing Zeolite now from ZeoKing.com for only $39.99 and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit ZeoKing.com. That's ZeoKing.com for natural elimination of radiation poisoning.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Kurt 70, author of UFO Mysteries, and you're listening to the Paracast.
Before we get started with the rest of the interview, we are continuing to investigate the authenticity of the credentials from Philip J. Imbrogno. And so far, we're not able to confirm his claim that he got a degree in earth science from Boston College, which has no record of him attending or earning a degree. Our investigation continues. In our previous segment, we were referring to the fact that some of Jim's non-subscribers for Saucer Smear are getting old, possibly dying. We do not want to think about such things, and let's just
and
move
we
on.
Won't. Yes.
We won't. Chris O'Brien's the co-host. I'm Gene Steinberg. I'm the Paracast. More questions, Chris?
Here's one for you. Does the lack of accountability within the UFO paranormal research community itself forever consign it to the realm of entertainment and not serious research?
The lack of accountability. That's kind of odd question in a way. It is entertainment. Anything that entertains you is that. Hopefully there's some degree of credibility, and you just have to make up your own mind for yourself when you read these things, like if you read something on any other subject. You have to decide what you choose to believe and what you don't. And that's all I can say about that.
Yeah. Well, is it part of it that because this field is fringe, it's not supposed to be taken seriously by most people, it's a form of entertainment, there can't be accountability? How do you account for fantasy?
Well, I can only say this. It seems that people thinking of, for instance, UFOs as a theory, you might say, as a existing thing even from another planet. And that's an intellectual thing that's in their minds, and they believe it. It doesn't bother them at all. It doesn't change their everyday life. They still have the same job. It's just a vague belief or a vague hobby that they have. I think it would be just a little bit different if all of a sudden there was a saucer that lands in a well-populated area where a whole lot of people see it. And then what would you have? Screaming and mashing of teeth and people running in different directions. And I think they would feel quite differently if it came down in a physical form all of a sudden instead of being just a vague philosophical belief. It's quite a difference.
Well, do you think this relegation to the realm of entertainment, is there any hope for real serious research?
Nothing, there's nothing wrong with entertainment. Hopefully you can be entertaining and truthful at the same time, at least to some degree.
Right, but I think the question is there any hope for serious research by serious researchers in this field?
Very little.
Good answer. I guess you just have to work. You have to work that much harder. You have to dot your I's and cross your T's and hopefully wait for that grand arrival, Stephen Greer moment when he's able to summon the Space Brothers to come and
take
him and his ambassadors to the universe away on some far-flung...
You're feeding right into my hands because that is another... article in the forthcoming smear. We have a little article about Dr. Greer and his disclosure project. And
right,
and
his little North Carolina wildlife refuge escapade? Or
Yes. You're familiar with this?
Why don't you explain to our listeners?
Well, I don't know. Apparently you've already seen this. It goes back to last year. He had his followers with him in some wildlife refuge or whatever. In North Carolina, I believe, and they didn't bother to get the kind of permit that they were supposed to get. They weren't allowed to be there at night for any other purpose but fishing, and this was not fishing because some inspector or fed of some sort came and saw them. They were on the beach, about 40 of them, and they had little flashlight type things in their hands, and they were signaling out into the clouds, out into space, and this was not fishing, and they were violating whatever permit they might have had, and they got into trouble, and now they're going to be hauled in the court about that. I think that's like making a mountain out of a molehill. I mean, there are many reasons to criticize Dr. Greer, but I don't think that's a fair way to approach his problem.
Well, you heard what Greer's comeback was on this whole incident, right?
Yeah, wait a minute. It's in there.
He said that he had one of the people there was, I think, a former employee there of the park system and had given him erroneous information.
That's
they had filled
right,
out the wrong
right.
form, and that he's a 501c, so he couldn't be charged for operating a commercial enterprise because he was a nonprofit,
right.
even though it costs, I don't know, how many thousands of dollars to attend one of these little soirees.
Yeah. You've got it exactly right. So now you won't have to read Smear because you've already got the story.
Well, what happened is also with Chris, he's able to see what you're doing because he's sitting there in his palatial estate in Arizona. He is observing what's going on in Key West as you speak. More questions, please?
Okay. This is from Titer again. He said he saw you on a documentary, and he says that, you're getting up there in age a little bit, and you must have stories of all kinds about folks in the field. So while you're on, have you gotten the goods on, you've gotten the goods on some believers, but while you're on, ask Jim about Phil Klass and James Randi and some of those other types of folks. Do we have any dirt there?
Well, with James Randi, I certainly won't go into all of this at this time, but around 1990 and thereabouts, I printed some things about him in Saucer Smear that very, very nearly got me sued. So I think there are some things about Randi that I would prefer not to mention now. I can mention this, though. Some of the statements that I made stated or implied that Randi was gay, and that may have been a pseudo-libelous thing at that time, but no more, because he officially, in whichever publication he has for his particular group, came out a year or two ago and admitted it, that he had been gay all these years, but because it was a social problem, etc., he was not willing to admit it. Well, it was so obvious to anyone that knew him at all that he was, and I said so. Now, finally, he says so, and he's older than I am. He's about 82 or 83, so now that he's made it official, we can actually say it on the air, I hope, because we've just said it.
Well, there were some allegations about interesting phone calls with underage youth.
Yes, there were indeed.
That kind of created a bit of a controversy.
Well, there is a document that I have several copies of. It's a transcript that I believe, God, I can't remember now who made it, but anyway, it's a transcript of, I believe, 7 phone calls that came in to Randy's phone years ago when he lived up in Rumson, New Jersey. And these are conversations between Randy and various young men. And I don't know how old your listeners are, but perhaps we should skip some of the horrible details here. But it's...
Well, they had to do with body parts and
the size of a particular body part and other things of that sort. So that,
well, after hearing about Congressman Anthony Weiner, we can't be surprised by anything.
Yeah, it's another Weiner story, right?
Yes, yes. So anyway, there were some questionable...
What a hot dog.
There were some questionable things in Randy's background, but years and years ago, long before any of that, he and I were friends. I used to go on his radio show in New York City. He had a rival show to Long John Neville for about a year or so, way back in the 60s. And it was taken off the air mysteriously after about a year, and I think that had something to do with alleged homosexuality also.
Or bad ratings.
Or
a combination of the two.
Yeah, that's right. If you're, you can pretty well say what you want, but if your ratings are high, and if they're not, then they'll lower the boom, and that's what happened to him.
They just use your negatives as an excuse to get rid of you, but that's not the real reason. The reason is, of course, the ratings are lousy. They're not making money from you. If they're not making money from you, forget about it. We have Jim Moseley of Saucer Smear back for another segment. Gene Steinberg, the co-host, is Chris O'Brien. You're in
the Paracast.
So here's what happened. I was placing an order online. The site went down. It just stopped responding. It took hours before it returned, but I had already placed the order with another company. If your site goes down, you could lose business. And if you have a business or personal site, you'll want to know it's easy to run and it will stay online. At iWeb, your site is hosted on one of the most reliable networks in the world. Check it out. iWeb.com. That's iWeb.com. For 58 years, Fate has provided true reports of the strange and unknown. Fate brings you the latest in all aspects of the paranormal, like angels and miracles, psychic phenomena, ghosts, UFOs, and much, much more. To receive your complimentary Fate magazine, call now at 1-800-728-2730 or visit their website at www.fatemag.com. That's 1-800-728-2730. What are you waiting for? Your fate awaits.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Now folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
235 years ago, our forefathers signed the Declaration of Independence to escape tyranny and oppression. Today, there is a need to reinforce that declaration. What can we do to protect our health as a nation and in our homes from those who wish to control the quality of our air and water? To find out, you need to visit airandaqua.com right now or call 612-767-2777. You will receive a free copy of our Constitution, a newsletter, and bonus items. airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
You've heard great things about Berkey. You've been thinking of getting a Berkey water purification system, but for some reason, you haven't made your purchase just yet. Okay, here's one more reason to buy the best water purification system you can buy now. The Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com is giving away free Pelican flashlights. Yes, with every purchase of any Berkey water purification system from the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com, you'll receive a free Pelican 2360 LED flashlight, a $39 value. But it won't last long, only now through July 15th. Hurry, call 877-886-3653, 877-886-3653, or shop online at GoBerkey.com. That's Go, BERKEY.com. No coupon code necessary. A free Pelican flashlight is yours with every purchase of any Berkey water purification system only at GoBerkey.com or by calling 877-886-3653. Hurry, offer ends July 15th.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Don Ecker, and you are tuned into the Paracast. Let me tell you what, you're going to hear stuff here that you probably won't hear anywhere else. Hear that, George Snorri?
We're back with Jim Moseley. A few more minutes to spend, and no, these segments don't get smaller. We have four segments per hour, each of which is a various amount of time that's fixed within a single tenth of a second.
That's amazing.
I'm amazed just thinking about it. Chris O'Brien's the co-host. I'm Gene Steinberg.
Well, what about Phil Klass? Phil was very, very careful with the way he was able to present his particular arguments about people, places, and things, and situations, cases. Any discrepancies? I mean, I don't want to besmirch, his reputation in, you know, now that he's passed on. But, I did hear rumblings here and there over the years that old Phil played dirty pool every now and then with the facts. And anything that comes to mind, Jim?
Well, I knew him quite well. He was a pretty clever fellow. I don't think he ever got caught lying about anything, but again, it's a matter of interpretation. I can't think of a good example offhand, but he'd come along speaking about one of the good sightings that most people would take as credible, and he would find somewhat ridiculous reason that it wasn't what it seemed to be, that it was something very ordinary. Now, you know, you can't call that lying, I guess. I mean, it's a matter of personal opinion, and he absolutely was a hardcore debunker. But strangely enough, we were friends. I visited him several times at his very nice condo in Washington, D.C., and we had dinner here and there many times, and I liked him. He was a very bright, interesting guy, but obviously we didn't agree about flying saucers. But I guess the reason I liked him was that he had a very good sense of humor, as perhaps I do, but he was just, he would get angry if you crossed him, really.
He could get angry.
Oh, yeah, if you made a serious, you know, a rebuttal of one of his interpretations of a flying saucer case, I mean, then he could get very nasty. But most of the time he was a genial sort, and I enjoyed his company. He died quite a few years ago.
Yeah, I had the good fortune, actually. I was very actually heartened and glad that I had a chance to meet him at the 1998 International MUFON Symposium. He had his walker with him. He seemed fairly alert. He did fall asleep in the front row of a couple of presentations to wake up.
What city was that taking?
That was in Denver, at the Denver Hilton. And I remember I saw him kind of, you know, slowly, following his walker up the hallway. And I came up and said, you know, and put my arm around him and said, you know, thank you so much, you big, you bulldog, you're really, you know, keeping this field honest and stuff. And he was a little startled and said, who are you? Do I know you? And I said, no, you don't. And boy, I'm sure glad. Oh, man. And I walked away, you know.
He came down with some terrible problem where his last years were basically spent, I don't think, in a nursing home. He had a good bit of money. I think he had a private person come in to his own place and take care of him. But he spent years as a shut-in, and I think several years, really, before he finally died. Before that, he had, you know, his son newsletter, his anti-saucer newsletter for quite a number of years.
Right.
Again, you know, his opinions were interesting, but they would be different from mine. He came out with specific information about certain people and certain cases that nobody else got hold of, and that was one of the reasons he was disliked. For instance, when it came to Ed Walters of the Gulf Breeze sliding syndrome around the late 1980s, he somehow found out that Ed Walters, using a different name, had been in prison as a young man in his early 20s, and I never can remember it correctly, either for forgery, forging a check, or for stealing a car, or it might have been both. But he spent about a year in prison, and that was one reason that he changed his name from whatever the other name was, which I can't remember right now, to the one he uses now and the one he used in his books and so forth, Ed Walters. He's still alive, and he's still a businessman living in the Gulf Breeze area. But that was a very important thing that the class found out, and you could go either way. You could say, well, that has nothing to do with whether he saw flying saucers or not, but in a way, it does make a difference.
It does in my mind.
Yeah, it's a matter of character. I knew him as a joker. I mean, his Gulf Breeze adventures were quite humorous when you got the inside story, which is in my book, by the way.
Shockingly close to the truth.
Shockingly close to the truth.
And we are shockingly close to the end of this episode. Any more questions left in the till, Chris?
Well, none from our listeners, but of course, you know how we are. We could have Mr. Mosley on here for several shows in a row and still not wear ourselves out. This is so much fun, Jim, to have you on.
Well, thank you.
It's under such unfortunate circumstances, but you're helping supply a really good perspective into, you know, how we should view this field, how we should view people that are immersed in this field, and you know, everybody in this field that has some sort of public presence, be put on notice here. You know, you can walk your walk, but, you know, watch out if you start confabulating and embellishing and doing the things that put a lot of good research and researchers into question. You know, Jim, I'm sorry it was under these circumstances that you happened to come on, but we couldn't think of a better guest to have on to talk about
sure,
these things.
I'm not sure what circumstances you're talking about.
It was, of course, Phil and Brogno.
I mean, I'm not going to weep over that since I don't even know him, you know, but that's what happens, yes.
This is an important point also to raise, Jim, as we look at what you're doing. Now, someday you're going to be going up there, I'm sure, no matter what you think. And
going
if you're caught
where?
To reflect on your life, what would you think you've brought to the field of paranormal research by all the things you've done over 58 years?
Well, I don't understand the first part, going up. I don't expect to go up anywhere, but what have I contributed? Well, a bit of humor and a bit of insight in some cases that I've come up with ideas or research that no one else did, or sometimes I had a scoop or an exclusive or something like that over the years, and I've enjoyed myself, and I haven't made any money at it. I certainly wish I had, but I haven't, but it's been interesting, and I think I've managed to entertain some people, but at least I've entertained myself, and if I have entertained your small handful of listeners or viewers, in the course of this show, I will be very happy to have done that.
Viewers, well, he knows about our top secret webcam that's in his living room right now.
Well, tell him we're in the New York market now, Jim. We're on a ham station.
From across the river, I've heard this.
Right, we're covering the whole metropolitan area, though, which is a good thing.
You're getting closer and closer to the big time. I can wait.
I don't know about that, but hey, we're having fun, right, Gene?
Right, not making money, not paying the bills. You don't want to hear about that, folks. But we're having a great time.
You've mentioned that on the net, yes.
Okay, but you know what? Let's mention this. Jim Moseley, take the next 30 seconds to tell us about Saucer Smear.
Well, what kind of a magazine it is? It's my opinions. I do book reviews. I do rewrites of current newspaper articles or things from the net more and more. And I'm very fortunate that I have this friend that is not a sorcerer, so I won't bother to give his name. Nobody's heard of him, but he's a very nice guy, and he sends me reams of material. By the time I get it, it's a week or two old, but it doesn't matter. So
I'll tell you what, let me give everybody the address, okay? Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. You want to know more about Saucer Smear and get a sample copy. It's P.O. Box 1709, Key West, Florida, 33041. P.O. Box 1709, Key West, Florida, 33041. And on behalf of Chris and myself, Jim Moseley, thanks for joining us this week on the Paracast.
Well, I hope to talk to you again someday, and thank you for having me. I'm going to hang up now.
Okay.
Bye.
Copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in the Paracast.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.